Welcome to the Arts and Fishers podcast. I'm Larry Lannon. Anyone who knows anything about World War II knows the name Winston Churchill. A new film has been released about the famed British Prime Minister. It's just called Churchill. Although the title may give you the idea that this is about Churchill's life story, the film itself is nothing of the sort. Australian director Jonathan Teplitsky concentrates on the lead-up to the Normandy invasion of summer 1944. Churchill is haunted by the horrible loss of life in the military action at Gallipoli during World War I. Fairly or unfairly, Winston Churchill was blamed for the failure of that land invasion from the sea, which cost so many lives. Gallipoli nearly scuttled the young Churchill's career in public service and haunted him his entire life afterward. The film documents how Prime Minister Churchill does everything he can behind the scenes to stop the Normandy invasion, fearing another military catastrophe like the one he had experienced 30 years before at Gallipoli. There are classic scenes of Churchill verbally sparring with the likes of American General Dwight D. Eisenhower and his own general, Bernard Montgomery. Of course, Churchill loses the argument, and the Normandy invasion moves forward and is eventually successful. Some of the most important scenes feature Winston arguing with his wife Clementine. Clem even packs her clothes, ready to leave, unable to get through to her troubled husband, as he will not give up his opposition to the Normandy Allied invasion of France. When Churchill really appears to hit a low point, barely able to get out of bed, it's his secretary, Helen Garrett, who snaps him out of it when emotionally explaining she has a loved one poised to invade France. There are so many outstanding acting performances here, but the best by far and most difficult is Brian Cox in his portrayal of Prime Minister Winston Churchill. He is in nearly every scene and does his best to capture the emotionally torn British leader. Miranda Johnson deserves high marks for playing the role of the suffering wife Clementine. Honorable mention honors go to John Slattery for his skillful performance as Dwight Eisenhower, the dedicated American general, doing his best to hold the Allied military coalition together during and before the Normandy invasion. Now, for full disclosure, I am a history buff. This is the sort of film someone like myself should enjoy. But I am sad to report this is not the best film about Churchill or the Second World War. Director Teplitsky gets bogged down in many sections of this film. Most of us know the ending, so give us some good drama and dialogue to keep us, the audience, along for the ride. Teplitsky, sadly, fails to pull that off. There are parts of this film where you ask yourself, okay, let's move this along. I give this film a C-minus grade. History buffs will enjoy it, but even they will get bored at times. The regular moviegoer will likely not find this film worth the time and money. Not a bad film, just not a good one. This is the Arts and Fishers podcast. My name is Larry Lannon. I write the LarryandFishers.com news blog. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again.